Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. I'm a hot, hot, hot somebody here by myself.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Sidewalk.
On the Sidewalk. We're experiencing some technical difficulty, you guys. I'm very sorry. It's just every week is something.
Yeah. So if the audio is not going to sound as good today, sorry. We tried. Our mics aren't cooperating. Yeah. So it is what it is today. Hopefully you can still hear us.
If you're listening on Spotify, just go to YouTube. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube this week.
I don't know if YouTube's going to sound better than Spotify, but
at least they'll see us. We're so pretty. So it helps.
That's true. So what did you do last night? You said you're hungover and now I need to know.
Oh my God. You guys, I had the best night of my whole entire life. Like I went to this like hoedown. I cried. I went to this like hoedown bar here in Vegas. It literally felt like I was transported into Nashville. Like I go there. One of my brother's good friends. He cut his hair and he's like, okay, I'm going to this like, and he's showing us, he does a lot of like square dancing and partner dancing and all that stuff and line dancing. And he's showing his videos. And I was like, let's go. It was like midnight. We drive over there. It was literally the best night. What?
Nothing.
But it was the best night. Like I'm learning all the line dances. They're doing partner dances. He's doing like lifts with me. I said this last week, like I need to find somewhere to dance. And the one dance studio here is just not cute. So I still have to find a dance studio. But this place is so popping every Thursday night. So I'm like, it was so fun. I had the best night. I was like crying. There's a video. It's so cute.
Good old line dancing.
Good old line dance, but it was like partner dancing too. So we're doing all the spins and the twirls and stuff. It was so fun.
In your partner, round and round into the night. Hey, okay. I'm glad that you had some fun because all I've heard since you got to Vegas was this place sucks. I hate it here. Everyone's ugly.
Okay. Those were my exact words.
And now it's so hot. I can't breathe.
It's so hot. I can't breathe. It's just so dry. My skin is dry. My skin is flaking off. I think I have psoriasis.
And it's like
it's June.
So in August, you won't be able to breathe.
No. Maybe I'll Yeah. Yikes. It's bad. But yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Glad you had a good night. I'm going to go fall tomorrow. I didn't do anything last night.
Oh my God. Yes. Go fall is this weekend.
Yeah. Serena's coming into town. She's supposed to come tomorrow, but she's got a flight. She's coming tonight. So we're going to go out tonight. Just two single girlies in the town. And then tomorrow we'll have music and fun and dancing. It's going to be hot here too, but like 80, not 100. yeah. And that's it. I was kind of like, I wanted to go on a date this week because I'm bored. I sound like you. But this one guy came up from the grave, and I had been talking to him when I first moved into this apartment. And then he messaged me, that was March. He messaged me like nothing had happened. I was like, hey, you want to go out on Friday? I was like, who is this?
Men are so bold going back and just being like, hey, what's up?
straight up. And I was like, okay, no. And then there was a situation with the other person, which I won't get into here, but fucking weirdos. Guys are weirdos. So now I'm back on these apps, back on the streets. If you
Not
guys
back on
didn't,
the apps.
no, I have a tip that I learned on TikTok. If you guys are on Hinge, if you go and say that you're gonna delete the app and like say like I want to pause or like I want to delete my account, Hinge will send you like this last effort attempt and be like, wait, before you delete, we can refresh your whole feed. And I was like,
Oh
okay.
my
You sound
God.
like an ex-boyfriend trying to be like, wait, I can change.
I could do better. I could do better.
But they're for real because you know they gamify the whole system, so like they can really refresh the. So I only did it because on TikTok the girl was like, no, it actually works. So I was like, okay, let's see what happened. I refresh. What do I get? An influx of likes. My entire Discover page is completely transformed to tall black hotties over 6'2" with good jobs. I was like, these motherfuckers know what they're doing. They've been hiding all of those people and behind the roses. And then when I was about to leave, they were like, wait, there are good guys on here.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, if
That's
you guys
what
are.
I tried Hinge and it was not like there was no one not even one attractive guy. I was on there for 48 hours and I was like, this isn't cute.
No, lately it's been really bad. And I'm like, it's making me feel like I'm ugly because I'm just like, you seriously, I seriously get two likes. I get two likes. It's been a week. Like, what the fuck? That's not even real. Like, I know you're holding my likes. And they were because as soon as I said I was going to leave, 30 likes, I was like, oh, it's like that. So if
I
y'all are
keep
on
telling
Hinge,
people if you do dating apps, do Bumble. That's what I tell people that all the time.
I
All the hotties are
know.
on Bumble. But
Maybe.
also every message that I got on Hinge is, are you the girl from Love Island? And that's just not.
I get rose emojis and stuff, which is stupid.
Yeah.
One guy just said bachelor question mark. I'm like, did you think that was gonna get you a date? Like, what the
I know,
wait,
I think I'd what?
what are your age ranges set to on Hinge? Or I mean on what were they set to?
For my 48 hours on a dating app, I
Okay,
don't
but you were on
remember.
Bumble.
I know that's what I'm thinking of. I think it was like up to like, I think 37, but then I had to lower it because it was giving, I'm ready for a wife and a family. I was like, okay. So then I lowered it to like 34, but then those guys were looking like dads. And I was like, where's just the hot older guys? I don't know. I feel like in real life, you know, I prefer dating IRL. I don't really care like what someone's age is as long as they don't want to get married and have a family. You know, I don't mind older guys, like, but I feel like obviously under 40 is like probably the vibe. But I want the life that everyone has. Like, I want to go through, I want a sugar daddy. I want like a rich, sexy white man that has a private jet. And he's like, let's go to Tulum on Friday for lunch. Like, that's what I want. Before I get married, I want to go through my rich guy era where I just have some rich, sexy white man that's just traveling with me, funding my life.
You might have to do it quick before you hit your 30s.
I know it's not cute when you're 30.
I just mean they're looking for girls in their 20s. Unless you want to get with a guy that's like 60, then 30's young to them. But
Yeah, you're right. They're like,
you
you're not
might,
22. Ew.
yeah, and you might have to scratch the sexy from that list. You could probably find a rich white guy that wants to take you to Tulum on his yacht. But sexy? That's pushing it, babe. Pushing
Maybe
it.
I just want a rich boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, so what's the oldest guy that you've ever gone out with?
Remember the guy that proposed to me? I was 23. He was, I think he was like 41 when I was 23. He was like 41.
Oh, that's not that old.
Really?
Well, yeah, when you're 23, but in
Okay.
general, in life, 40, 41. 43, whatever. I
I think
mean,
for me, it's more like it has to be more like vibes. Like, I don't really care about age. I'm also not looking to get married. I think if I was seriously dating, I wouldn't go for someone in their mid to late 40s with kids. Like, I wouldn't go for that. Would you
like,
date
wait.
somebody with kids? Like, seriously date someone with kids?
I would really prefer not to.
Same.
If it happened to happen that way, like if my husband has a kid. And I fell in love with him and he was perfect for me. And I really don't want that at all. Like, there's just no win-win in that situation when you're the new mommy coming in. Like, the chances that you get along with that kid perfectly, everything, and the mom, like the mom's still gonna be around. Like I don't want anything to do with it. It's messy. I feel like when I get older, I'll probably have to like get over that because most guys have kids.
Yeah.
Like the older I get, the slimmer chance it's gonna be that a guy's not gonna have a kid.
I know, but the baby mama thing is just not, it's not
That's
ideal.
no, because it's like even if they're friendly or whatever, like that woman is in your life. Like I guess best case scenario is you have the perfect blended family and everyone gets along and it's all great and dandy. And there's one celebrity, I can't remember who it is, like Cameron Diaz, somebody, they all like are one big happy blended family, and I'm like, that's rare.
What's your
No,
age
but
ranges?
yeah, so my it depends on what I'm looking for at the time for what age range I want to set. So like when I feel like right now I'm not being serious. Like I'm not on dating apps like looking for my husband. So I put the age ranges to like 26 to 35 maybe.
Yeah, that's a good age
So
range.
yeah, so I'm like, do I seriously want to date and fall in love with and my husband be a 26-year-old? Absolutely not. Like I'm looking to have a good time right now. I'm looking to go on some fun dates, and like the 27-year-olds, they want to do that. When I put it, I think when I originally got on, I was like, okay, I don't want to date anyone younger than me anymore. So I was like 31 to 41, like 10
Yeah.
years. But you're right. Like they're all giving serious, they're all giving dad, not daddy,
Dad.
dad. And
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's their pictures. Maybe I'm not attracted to older guys. I don't fucking know. But there's something about like their mid 30s where I'm like, some of y'all look like you're mid 40s. Like, what's going on here?
And that's what I was trying to say. Yes, like
No, I
when
knew
they
exactly what
give
you
dad
meant.
in that way, like it's like they're like, oh yeah, I'm 33, but I'm like, your aura, your face, your
Your
clothes, it's giving
outfits.
43.
Yes. I don't know what it is about. It's like they haven't figured out yet something. They're not in their 20s anymore, but they're not in their 40s, like salt and peppery. So, like, their 30s, they just look old. Like,
Yeah.
it's
And
like
sometimes
when.
they have like serious jobs, so then they like are dressing, I don't know, it,
Something's off. And I was
yeah.
thinking about, I was literally swiping last night and thinking that because I was like, 33, 36, you look 46. Like women that are 32 don't look like that. Like we don't look like, I don't know if it's a man thing or what, but I'm just like, and anytime I'm out and meet guys, I tend to find out that they're like younger than me. And I'm like, what's going on here? Why am I only attracted to guys that are in their 20s? I didn't mean to. I clearly it's like where I'm hanging out.
Yeah.
But something about that, I'm just like, I'm not into it. I've never dated anyone like, see, actually, I've never dated anyone older than me.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never dated anyone younger than me.
I didn't need to.
I like intimidate younger guys. Like, I don't know. Like, you gotta have some life experience to deal with me. And I feel like, well, no, remember that little stint that I when I was like hang out with that one guy I told you that was short, gorgeous eyes. That one guy that I was having incredible sex with. Remember I was telling you about him?
Maybe.
Yeah, he was younger.
Okay.
He's like 24, 25 or 26, like something around there.
Yeah, but you weren't
But
like seriously dating. You were just fucking around.
oh, you're talking about seriously dating. Yeah, no, I've never dated anyone younger than me, seriously, but I've only had two boyfriends.
Yeah. I mean, most of them were my age. Like, we were just the same age because, like, my ex, we met in school, same grade, cool. And then I just kept meeting guys in New York. And they were all like, maybe a year younger than me, or maybe a bachelor guy was a couple of years younger than me. And then I'm like, wait, what the fuck? How am I 30 and I've never dated anyone in their 30s? How did that happen?
I feel like your husband is younger than you,
What?
unfortunately. Yeah.
No,
Oh,
no,
a
no, no,
thousand
no, no,
percent.
no, no, no.
He's 1,000% not your age. I don't think he's like significantly younger, but he's not going to be your age, or he'll be your age. He'll be younger or your age.
I could see him being younger, like 2 years, or him being like 37.
Oh,
Like everyone keeps
interesting.
saying, like, Chelsea, you need to date guys that are older. I keep dating these guys that are younger and then being like, why aren't they as mature as me and caught
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you need to date an older man that can like handle
You would
everything.
do well. You would do well with an older man.
I think so too.
But I feel like.
See, I think my problem is not that like an older guy can't be like playful, but like I tend to draw, like I'm drawn towards guys that are like silly and playful and goofy. And
Same.
I guess they tend to be younger, like playful, silly, goofy personalities. It's like, yeah, I could date a guy that's 37, but I don't want you to be like so serious that we can't accidentally get drunk on a Sunday after brunch, you know?
And I find with like the older guys that I've been on dates with or that I meet, they don't drink. Like they're like, oh, I'll have a cocktail or two. And I'm like, ew.
That's what
Like I
happened
want to get
though.
fucking sloshed on a Friday night randomly. I want us to go to a nice dinner and the cocktails are good and we just keep them fucking coming. And then we end up like silly, goofy drunk. Like,
But it's like you can't have both because the guys that like are serious and have money and are like about their business are getting up to work out the next day so they can't be hammered. Like they're like, yeah, I'll have a
But it's
drink or
like, I
two.
work out every day too. Why can't you have another cocktail? They're like, no, like you can
Because
have
they're
one. Like,
37. By the time you get to that age, you'll realize our bodies can't do it anymore. I can barely do it. I'm like, they take their health seriously and they're like, I can't be hungover because it's just not even worth it to me anymore. And
they
I'm
need to
like,
take an electrolyte, two Advils, go to the, I don't know what to tell you. Like, also, when you go on a date with like an older guy, like, the conversation on a first date with someone older versus someone your age or in like the younger age range is drastically different. It's like, oh, like, what do you do for fun? Like, da 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 da. I know this great place, right? Younger guy. Older guy, like significantly older or just older. Like, they're talking about family values and like family goals, where you want to live. Like, if you want kids, like, that's like first and second date conversation because they're trying to figure out if you're like the marriage type or if they can build a life with you. I was like, I don't. Like, let's just have fun. Do you like cacio e pepe? Why are we talking about like family goals and stuff? And it's hard because you know that I can't have kids and I don't even know if I want kids because it's just, no, I don't want to talk about adoption or if I want a surrogate on the second date. I want to talk about my favorite countries to travel to and if you like to travel. Like, I don't, do you dance? Why are we talking about that? It's
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, that's my fear. Like I haven't, like in the past month or two, couple months, I've gone out with a few guys that were like 34, 35, 35. Okay. That's the first time I've had experience in dates with 30s guys. Two of them were like pretty, well, I stopped talking to them both because I was bored. Like
It's
they were, he
boring.
was on the second date, he was asking me if I wanted kids. And I mean, it was in conversation. He was fine, but he was like a, he didn't drink, which is fine. He had a mocktail, but like, it's just, yeah,
Is
that's
it the
my
lawyer
fear.
guy?
No, the VP guy.
Oh,
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
the VP, y'all.
I thought it was
Yeah,
a lawyer.
I never dated a lawyer yet, but they're probably serious
Ugh.
too. No, but I'm
Maybe
just
we
like,
just need to find older guys in like fun professions. Maybe they won't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean?
fun professions usually don't make any money. That's why I'm like, we can't have both. Because we're like,
Just
we want a
data
guy
like.
with some money that like has his shit together and can just like pick me up and tell me like we're going here and da da da. And then
Hello.
want him to be fucking also a joke.
You know, that's very true because with airport, he had a very good job. Yes, he was cheap, but he had a very good job. He was trying to, he's like, this is my 5-year plan. I was like, what the f I don't give a fuck. I do not, I could not care less what your
They
5-year plan
have to
is.
though. I think it's like a man thing. Like, and that's why they like us so much. Well, the ones that like women like us so much because they're
That
like,
part.
like we bring light and fun and airiness and flirtiness and like lightheartedness to their lives. Whereas like men that actually want to have a girlfriend or like have the capacity right now to actually be in a relationship with someone have to be a certain level of like serious.
I know, I know. They're like, I don't
They
want to
like
waste my
have to be.
time. I
Yeah,
was
they
like,
have
and
to
I,
be. And I
but there's
want them
also
to be.
like, right. And there's also women though that are dating very serious, right? So they're like trying to figure out,
Yeah.
are you the father figure? Did I, and there's no shade on either spectrum of that, but I'm not looking for that. So where are the guys that are just like, yeah, let's see where it goes. Let's have fun. I
They're
don't know.
25.
Everyone. Everyone wants a fucking family and I'm pissed, but it's nice because I am 28, right? So it's fine. Like, there's still guys that are 28 that are just trying to vibe. But I know that when I'm 31 or 30, I still wanna, I probably
No,
still might be dipping in the.
there will be. There's always going to be guys that are just fucking around even when they're 58. But
Facts.
my thing is, it's like what you just said about the conversation you have on the date, I guess. My fear is that I would date someone that was 39 and then we'd go out and I'd be like, oh, did you see what happened on Bridgerton? Or I'm going to see Sabrina Carpenter and they would be like, huh?
No, I know. That's how I feel with the guy that the older guy that I just went out with. Like, he's
Yeah.
so cool and we have so much fun. But there's certain things that I know that I couldn't talk about with him because he would have no idea what's going on, which is fine. It's just different generations.
It's not
So I'm just
fine
kind of
though.
like,
I want to be with a partner that like knows what I'm talking about. Like,
well, yeah, I'm saying for me, it's fine because I'm not dating this man seriously. He's not my
yes.
boyfriend. We're not dating seriously. Like, we're just having fun. But yeah, that's the thing that sucks. Or it's like, say like your favorite artist is touring or going to concert, and
Right.
he's like, "That's a little loud for me." You have fun though.
Little loud. I thought you were gonna say like he just didn't know who it was.
Oh, that too. But like, I don't know.
Like
Some
I
guys are
gotta
like, "I
my
used to do
earplug.
that." I want, huh?
He said he brought his earplugs.
Or he's just like, you know, I like more peace and quiet. Like I did that already. Did that in my 20s, early 30s.
I mean, exactly though. That's why I'm like, I don't think we're gonna have that much in common. But it doesn't seem like 7 years is like that big of a deal. Like if I dated someone 38, it's like, okay, we're both in our 30s. Like it seems like we're in the same stage of life. But then
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of a lot of years when it comes to pop culture.
Yeah. There's also just some guys though that like, and I don't mean this in a like immature way, but there are just certain guys that are like forever young, and those guys are cool. Like
Yes,
you meet
like
guys, they're just with it.
in a like young in spirit kind of way.
Which I love. I'm like, okay. But my biggest thing, like the reason why last night was the best night of my life, like so dramatic, but it's like one of the best nights I've had in a while when it comes to like going out, is because there was like such a blend of like there was a lot of different black men at this, and there's black guys in like Nikes, and they're still doing like hoedown and they're line dancing, and those are the same guys that are like listening to Drake and Kendrick, and you know, I like that's what I want. Like I want someone that can mesh and like any different atmosphere that I bring them in, they can mesh, which is the same thing with age. Like if I date someone who's 37, 35, 28, like you should be able to fit in different like groups and settings. I think that's so important. We sound like crazy. We're like, we want this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this.
No,
And
it makes sense. I think it makes sense. I think it's a
yeah.
generational difference. Like that's where I draw the line is if you're not a millennial anymore. Once we get to Gen X, I think that's where I stop the dating because I don't even know where that stops. I don't know where millennial ends. Like elder millennials, I think are like
Yeah.
in their late
Wait,
30s right now.
Gen X is younger.
No, older.
Oh.
Gen Z is
Oh,
younger.
yes, okay. And we're
So like
millennials.
elder millennials would be like maybe 40 and younger. So like I don't think I would date Gen X.
Yeah.
Wait, I wanted to talk about like the difference between men dating younger and women dating younger and thoughts on that. Because I feel like it's funny because especially like in Bachelor World, I think it was just a weird season because on my season of Paradise, all these guys went on to date Claire, and she was the oldest bachelorette they've ever had. She was like
Yeah.
40. And so they brought all these older guys on for her. And the season right after, all these young girls that were like 25, because that's how young girls usually are on The Bachelorette, went on the beach with guys that were in their 40s. And then
I know.
somehow my season ended up being the most successful season of Paradise ever. It's just interesting to me. And like my question and my thoughts around it are like about the men, because I'm like, I don't understand what about a 22-year-old is attractive to you as a 40-year-old man. That's the part I don't get. Do you have anything in common? Is it just a sexual attraction? Like, not saying a 24-year-old can't be smart and like put together. And obviously, women I think are more mature than men and they age faster, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But still, to me, it's odd to me because I'm not even close to 40. And I'm like, by the time I'm 40, I'm going to be so much smarter and wiser than I am now. And so for that 40-year-old version of me to date a 22-year-old boy, that feels really icky to me.
But you know that men mature slower than women. Like, that's one. And then I think two, those are like people, like whenever I see those guys dating younger women, it's like the young 40s, the young 37s. Like, they can't date anyone that's in their 40s or 50s because it's just, it doesn't, like, they don't have similar interests in a lot of ways. It's like they can connect better with a younger woman. Like, whenever I meet older guys that are interested in me, it's always one red flag. Why? And then two, I understand why, because I'm just kind of like, oh, okay, here's an example. I met this guy and he's 41. I'm 28. And we were on a date and I was just like interested as to why he's not dating older. And he's like, for me, he's like, I spent a lot of my 20s building the empire that I have now. So he's like, I'm like learning a lot of different things or traveling or just seeing a lot of different things that I didn't get to do in my 20s. He's like, if I date someone in their 40s, they're like, well, I don't want to do that. Like, I already did that in my 20s, or I don't want to travel to that place, or I want to do this, or I want to sit home. I don't want to go out dancing. I don't want to go salsa dancing or do any of that. Like, he's like, so I'm connecting with like a mature 20, late 20s person, versus trying to date someone in their 40s and they don't have any of the same interests, or they don't want to, like, they don't have that lust for life that a 28-year-old would have. So I was understanding that, you know,
Yes.
it's like, it makes sense in my mind because it's the same reason of why I date older. Like, people could think it's weird that I date older guys, but I've been through a lot of different things in my life where I can't connect to someone my own age a lot of the time. 'Cause I'm just like, you
Nope.
haven't done this or done that or done this. It's weird.
Yeah, but I think it's less weird for you to want to date older than it is for someone older to date younger, because it's like the weird power dynamic of it all. Like, people say that older men specifically and purposely date younger women because they feel like they can control them because they have more
And I
money, they
think that
have
is
more
a
power,
thing.
they have more everything. And then
Yeah.
because women that are their own age don't fall for their bullshit anymore. So they're like, oh, let me date someone younger because, you know, she thinks I'm cool and shiny because she's only 22 and doesn't know any better.
I think that's definitely a part of it, but I think there's another side of that where it's not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think everything has to have like a negative, like, oh, like I want a controller. Sometimes it's just you connect better. Like, I think sometimes it's that simple, you know?
Sure, there's always exceptions. But why do you connect
Yes.
better? I
It's what I just explained to you. I just gave you a
know,
whole
but why do you
synopsis.
connect better with a 22-year-old when you're 42? I just think it's fucking weird. You don't think
I
it's
think
icky?
22 is weird.
Yeah, I
I
think
think
it's icky.
22 is weird, but I'm saying like mid to late 20s and you're 40, I don't think that's weird at all. Like, I
That's
don't
not
know. I
that
don't
far off, but like,
exactly.
the older you get, the less weird I think age gaps get too. Because it's like, if you're 35 and someone's 55, well,
I
never
don't
mind.
think that's weird.
I don't know. I was gonna say it gets less weird the older you get. Because it's like,
Yeah, I
obviously, I think
think.
it's the closer to children is where it grosses me out. Because I'm like, when you're 35, you're not even close to a child. So if you want to date a grown ass man that's 60, go off. But when
Yeah.
you're 21, you're pretty close to 18 and you're a 38-year-old man, and that's fucking weird.
No, I agree with you. I think, like, if you're fresh out of college, that's weird. Like, if you're a man that's dating anyone fresh out of college and you have a career, a house, a mortgage, that's weird. But what I don't think it's weird if it's like someone who's mid to late 20s has a lot going on for themselves as well, has a career, and they're dating older and that guy's dating younger. I don't think that's weird. But I'm not like weirded out by age unless it's like she's literally an infant baby and you're 50, you're in your mid. It's weird.
Yeah. And then the reverse, like, obviously in society, it's more acceptable for men to do it, blah, 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 blah. But I was like thinking
Yeah.
about this. Wait, did you ever watch The Idea of You? Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it.
Oh, did you like it? Did you think it was corny and cheesy?
No, I really liked it, but the age thing was a little weird in that sense because I'm just like, no, hear me out. I'm just saying, like, the fact that she, not like for her, but like the friends, how they were acting like she was like 69. Like, they were just gas, like how they were treating her was just very weird.
Okay. I thought you meant it was weird that she was doing it. I'm like, she was 40 and he was 24.
Yeah, he's 24. That was
That's
weird.
tough. No, I read the book and it was even worse because it was a bigger age difference in the book, and then her daughter in the book was younger and actually like was a huge fan of the band. So it made it like even weirder because it was like, you're going off to get banged in like Saint-Tropez and your daughter is 11. Like, that's
That's what
tough.
I thought was weird, just the connection with her daughter. Like, that was a little strange, but it
They
was a
made
good
her,
movie.
they made it more like easy to root for her in the movie, whereas in the book, I felt it like really hard to root for them because it was just like, this is fucking ridiculous. He's 24 and you're 40 and your kid's 10. Like, she has a lot of school left, and yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
do you think it's weirder when women do it, or do you think it's the exact same weird?
I don't know, like when it comes to like what people do in their lives, when it comes to relationships, I really try not to judge because I'm like, in this day and age, it's so hard to find someone that you connect with. Unless you're a grown man dating someone very, very young, that's weird. But I think if it's not that and it's like age appropriate and she's like definitely above the age of 25 and stuff, like I'd really try not to judge. It's so hard to find a connection these days. Like, I mean,
I
I really
mean,
try to just mind my business.
you're right, but I'm a judgy person.
I know
I
you
was
love
born
to
this
judge.
way, you know. I just am. No, but I put myself in those shoes, and I'm like, I can't imagine being 40 and dating someone 24. And I think the reverse with the genders is different, just because, like we said, with the mindset, it's like as a 40-year-old woman, you're already more mature as a woman. And then you're 15 years older than I can't even imagine dating a 25-year-old, seriously, if I was 40. But I
Man,
guess we'll never know.
hey, if she's happy, go off. I
No, she
mean,
was happy.
he was doing something to her, you know what I mean?
Doing a
Like,
lot of things.
homegirl was a flying.
Okay, I hear me
Let's just
out.
wrap it up.
Okay,
Like,
we're not doing questions today then.
yeah, guys, we're not doing any questions today, but let us know what you think about age gaps and such, like how you
Yeah.
feel. If you're judgy like Chelsea, or if you think love is love like me.
I think love is love. I just think sometimes love is fucking weird. Let us know what's the oldest person you would date, or what's the youngest you would date? What's the biggest gap, or that you
Let us
have dated?
know.
Yeah, I love the comments. They were such good comments last week too.
I know, I love the comments. I love chatting with y'all in the comments. I started replying to comments as well because I'm like, oh, Chelsea
Me
always
too.
replies. She
Oh.
makes me look bad. I was like, I'm like,
Right.
hey guys.
Okay, so whether you're in the streets
In the house.
or on the sidewalk,
You're always welcome here. Come on, baby. Okay, have a
yes.
good one. Bye,
Bye,
guys.
guys.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.